Chalk Talk on DVE.
We are back here, Chalk Talk, with Arthur Don't Cross. I love when I say myself, Arthur Don't Cross the most. And then we got my man Craig, woo, Wolfley, here at the Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson, you know, on 102.5 WDVA, and it rocks. Man, I love when we do that. But hold on, can I do my, I got to talk for a second.
You got it.
So, tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramiro Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine, and my favorite, Spine Care. And you know what's always awesome about that? Over these past couple weeks, Doc's been in the building, man. What's up, Doc?
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, man,
to see you.
Very good.
Good to see you.
Love the time, man. You're looking awesome.
Well, listen, last week we said we were going to wear pink.
I know.
And I
dropped the ball. Let me tell you how I dropped the ball. We had the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I wake up this morning, I'm like, you know, I'm so sore. I just want to just relax. And I threw on the sweatpants, and I totally forgot all about wearing the
That's
pink.
Where they stayed. The sweatpants stayed on.
And it killed me, man.
It's always a good day when you can stay in sweats all day.
True. Very true.
I don't get many of those.
Very true.
Just,
I can live vicariously through you with your amazing outfit today, and then you can live vicariously through me.
That's right.
So, you know,
fair.
That's the relationship that we have, man. I do it for you, you do it for me.
I just stay vicariously living through myself, okay? Yeah, don't mind me.
Man. So, Doc, man, I don't know if you watched the NFL this weekend, man. It was a lot of injuries to a lot of, you know, big-name people. And we need to talk about some of these, you know, injuries and how, you know, the recovery, the protocols, things like that. So the first person I think of is A.J. Green. You know, he's a divisional opponent. They said he, tore his hamstring.
I mean, yeah.
Talk to me about that. I mean, I know you could pull it. I know you could strain it.
Yeah.
How do you tear it?
Do you really – did you tear – how do you tear
it? How
do
you tear it, right?
You could tear it at two or three places. One of the places that you can tear it, the most common place to tear it is where the muscle meets the tendon right before it attaches to the bone.
Okay.
Right there. It's called the myotendinous junction. Huh. Or you can tear it up – off the bone, that's the worst place to tear it because you could take some bone with it. It's called an avulsion.
You can take bone?
Yeah, it's a big tear. And then those usually are surgical.
So,
When you tear it off the bone, it's usually surgical.
Tear it off the bone. Okay, so how do you determine if it's off the bone or not? Is that something you have to get an MRI for?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but the other thing is, and this isn't always the case, but you'll see a big black and blue, big bruising, lots of bruising. You often worry about, you know, could it have been more severe than what you're hoping? You're always hoping not to see it, you know, off the bone. You're crossing your fingers.
Yeah, I think off the bone would make me feel real bad.
Right.
And then I guess
like a rib off the bone.
Yeah,
right?
What's the recovery time for that, whether it be surgical or non-surgical? I mean, when they are saying that he tore it, and, you know, this is as soon as the game ended, I'm just like,
yeah, that might be season ending.
That's
right?
what I'm trying to figure out.
Now, let me ask you this. Yes. I once tore the sheath around the hamstring area. There's some sort of sheath.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes. A lot of tendons have a covering.
Okay.
A lining where it's got fluid around it, and it helps keep that tendon lubricated when it's moving up and down. It sits in a little bit of fluid. You can tear the sheath. That's very painful as well. That eventually scars over and heals.
That's exactly what happened. You know, the most agonizing thing ever happened was as I was healing, you have to get the massage, you know, to get rid of the scar tissue.
This
little bitty 100-pound gal that they sent me to this rehab center thing, right?
Yeah.
She's got her elbow in my hammy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I can't let her see she's killing me. I'm like,
now they have instruments.
I'm like screaming. Yeah.
And now they have these instruments.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the Grasson, right?
Grasson
is another thing they use. Yeah, it's
painful.
Let me tell you,
very true.
You don't know pain until somebody puts their elbow in your hand.
Oh, man, well, listen, every week, you know, I used to tell people, hey, man, when I make it to the NFL, I'm getting massages. You know, I'm going to live it up. Until you get to the NFL and you're not getting the massage that you see on TV where it's,
No. It's not a foo-foo.
It's
that called
the
deep
tissue, and it's literally like this lady with her elbow or her knee in your spine. He's like, oh, God. And you're trying to look tough, but you're like in a full sweat.
No, it doesn't
work. You're in a full sweat. You're grabbing the table.
They know how to
it's
torture
miserable.
You.
No question.
Yeah,
you know,
there's different kinds. Rolfing's one. Another one is called structural integration where they try to tie in the muscles and the fascia and all this kind of stuff. It's real interesting.
I'm not a fan of it. I mean, it is necessary, but it sucks.
I foam roll every day.
Yeah, well, you know about it then. Yeah, foam roll definitely
foam
sucks.
Roll.
So I do have a question also.
Oh, I thought you know you put some shaving cream on it. Roll around.
I roll in some foam, like, man.
You guys are weird.
It's like a warm weather, you know, snowman. That's what you do. You just roll around the foam. Hey, you know.
Or I'm Puerto Rican. It's a Puerto Rican bath.
Oh, yeah.
I can say that, right?
I can say that.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So what I was going to ask you, okay, so
yes.
Back to
he forgot
hamstring
what he was going to ask.
That's
you.
Right. I got him.
The Puerto Rican foam roll, the Puerto Rican bath, that was hilarious.
I'm
glad that you said it and not me. They would kick me off for that. But
Mommy's listening. Mommy. Yeah. Mommy.
So this is my thing, though, right? Once you come back from that surgery, what is the likeliness of you having hamstring issues for the rest of your career? Because I know a lot of guys, when they pull a hamstring early on, it's something that they deal with, you know, for the next couple of years. It's like, oh, they tweak the hammy or they're more prone to it. So when you have surgery from a tear of a hamstring, talk to me about the likeliness of you pulling it again or potentially tearing it again.
I tell patients every day, hamstring strain, hamstring pulls, hamstring surgeries, it is something that's very difficult because it does keep recurring.
Yeah.
And I tell them, even athletes, professional athletes who have people working on this every day, working on it, sprinters, for example, they'll tell you they still don't feel the same off the block. 2 years later, they're on the block and they go to take off. It still doesn't feel quite right. And so these people, if they want to continue exercising, continue doing what they need to do, they need to take preventative measures to continue to strengthen. I tell them, hey, do you brush your teeth? Well, yeah, I brush my teeth. Well, why do you brush your teeth? Well, because to keep my teeth clean so that I'm able. I said, well, the dentists have done a great job of convincing people of the value of prevention to keep problems away from the teeth. We physicians have done a terrible job of convincing patients that they have to do the same thing for their body, particularly after an injury. So you have to continue doing strengthening if you want to maintain some level of activity.
Well, you know my theory on any injury, man. Just send them some candy. They'll feel better. So I was going
to
actually
send over a
jumbo box of Sour Patch Kids to AJ just because, I mean, I love to compete against the guy. So I was going to send them over to the Bengals facility with like a smiley face like, hey, get well soon.
Good luck.
Because it helps, right?
That's right.
You said on the air that it helps.
That's
all
candy
I'm saying,
helps.
Man. That's all I'm saying. But this is the thing that threw me off, right? When I was actually reading about, you know, when they said he got injured, it was like the first or second play of the game. How does that happen? I mean, obviously, I feel like you hydrate, you go through warm-ups. How is it that your first play in the game that happens?
Could have been the situation that he was in. When you tear a hamstring, usually it's more common with running backs.
Yeah.
Right as they're about to bring that leg back down. Mm-hmm. It's called the eccentric phase.
Oh, yeah,
right,
I know
then
about the eccentric. That's the slow.
That's right, the slow.
Yeah, the slowness.
Length,
yeah, when you're lengthening in the muscle. Absolutely.
Right. So at that point, that's when you can tear the most.
Oh, you knew.
He knew.
Because when you work out. And
you didn't
focus,
know no eccentric.
Listen, when you work out, I'm going to show you an example of eccentric.
Yeah, show me.
All of my gym people out there, when you are working out and you are lifting weights and you bench press, right, you push that bar, you bring it all the way down to your chest, you're bringing it down slow. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
Now I go.
That's the eccentric.
It's
now
the
I go
negative.
One Mississippi.
It's the negative.
Mississippi,
exactly. It's the negative.
One Mississippi.
But the slower you're bringing it down, that's when you're working on the eccentric. Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas you see some guys that do
you
like. Whereas you see some guys that do
you
like.
You didn't know until he said. See?
Well, all right. I'm going to come clean. The only reason I know this is because our amazing strength coach, Garrett Guimont, you know, shout out to Gee, the G-I-E. You know, he's one of those guys who preaches the eccentric. It's almost to the point where it irritates. Like, God, I understand.
I hear you.
1,001, 1,000. I got you, Gee, but I'm really just trying to finish this lift. I want to go home. You know, so.
Go one Mississippi. Yeah. You'll really throw them off. Okay. Let me ask you. I got to ask you, Doc, before we head to break here in a couple minutes. But it just came out. Oliver Luck has entered into the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Oliver is his dad.
Oliver Twist?
Well, my
Oliver
brother company? Played with Oliver. It's Andrew. Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. But Andrew's in the concussion protocol.
In the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
So
Thursday night game.
Yeah. What are the chances of him turning around to be cleared by Thursday?
This has been such a hot topic that I would say if I were a guessing man, he's probably not going to be playing on Thursday, right? So what you're seeing now with these concussions, Craig, you alluded to it earlier that you've had a lot of concussions
Hello.
In your
what?
Time. What did you say?
Hello.
It's such a hot button topic, and what we know is we have to allow the brain to rest properly. With the lawsuit and everything, just guessing here, I would guess he's not going to be playing.
So I have a question then.
Yes.
On my fantasy team, should I not start Luck? I'm just asking. Should I sit him this week or should I start him? Ask him for a friend.
Tell your friend that it would be highly unlikely
okay.
if he were to play.
Okay.
Arthur's all right. got a lot of friends.
I stay with friends, man. Some of them are imaginary. Some of them are real. Yeah. They kind of just all run together, though.
You know, that's why I refuse to wear an IFB when I do some of the football games I used to do in there, because I said all it does is it just adds to the cacophony. Well, no, the whole noise. Nah.
Cacophony.
There you go. I got it wrong. I can't say it. It's just one more voice in my head too many. That's the problem.
But Which one do you listen to?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question. Which one do you listen to?
That's troublesome.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I listen to the one who says happy stuff.
Listen to my wife. Yeah. That's the voice I listen to.
You can never go wrong with
that's
that.
Right. That's correct.
I would have signed up for the concussion lawsuit, but I forgot. Oops. Let's go to break, Arthur. Jeez.
Man, so we'll be right back on 102.5 WDVE Rocks.
There you go.
Peace out.